Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about angels or aliens. That's correct, angels or aliens. This article comes to us from thedailymail.co.uk. I really found this to be pretty interesting. The title says, Tucker Carlson says UFOs are piloted by spiritual entities with bases under the ocean and the ground. Carlson weighed in with his UFO theories on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast. The Fox News vet stated UFOs don't behave according to the laws of science. And then it goes on here, it's written by Matthew Phelan, senior science reporter for Daily Mail. It says, published April 19th, 2024, UFOs and their pilots might not be extraterrestrials from a distant planet at all, but spiritual entities who have inhabited Earth for as long as humanity itself. At least that's the supernatural theory Fox News vet and one-time MSNBC host Tucker Carlson put forward this week on comedian Joe Rogan's podcast. You know, I think at this point, Joe Rogan, he's moved on to being more than just a comedian. That's a fact. There's a ton of evidence that they're under the ocean and under the ground, Carlson told Rogan's listeners during the show's unusual sprawling 3-hour-long chat format, adding, they've been here for a long time. Now, a lot of people feel the same way, you know, everything from ancient aliens to some of the stuff that's come out with these government hearings. Lots of folks, lots of politicians, lots of experts, and lots of just ordinary people believe this phenomena, that these entity, whatever they are, have been on this planet at least as long as man has. I mean, you think about some of the prehistoric accounts, even these cave illustrations and paintings that look like aliens. You have to wonder what's going on. Carlson's latest comments echo an increasingly common refrain from UFO curious lawmakers, including Missouri Congressman Eric Burleson and his fellow GOP legislator Tim Burchett, who have both compared UFOs to biblical entities in the past year. And it's got a photograph of Tucker Carlson here, and then some of the representatives who have been really pursuing this stuff and trying to get some kind of disclosure. It goes on and says, the first chapter of Ezekiel is pretty clear of a UFO sighting, Representative Burchett told reporters in January of 2023, ahead of his push to bring UFO whistleblowers to testify before Congress last summer. Whenever I use the term angels, added Representative Burleson, who has been privy to classified briefings on the UFO phenomena, to me, it's synonymous with an extra-dimensional being. Of course, the question we have to ask there is, when we're talking about angels, are we talking about the good angels or the bad angels? Tucker Carlson appeared to earnestly co-sign these notions on his April 19th podcast appearance, while pleading ignorance on many unanswered questions surrounding the issue, now more commonly called Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena, or UAP. They're kind of trying to set the verbiage there a little bit. I'm not sure it's that they're more commonly called. I know the media certainly calls them that. They're from here, and they've been here for thousands of years, Carlson said, whatever they are. And it's pretty clear to me that they're spiritual entities, he continued, whatever that means. The veteran broadcaster explained that by supernatural, he meant that the beings were above the observable nature and that they don't behave according to the laws of science. With that fact set, Carlson put it rhetorically, what do you conclude? Now, I agree, they don't seem to follow the laws of physics, but maybe they're operating at such a high level that they're able to hack the system, so to speak. Earlier in 2024, Rogan commented on Carlson's growing public interest in UFOs. Wondering ahead of Carl's appearance on his program, what does he know, but speculation linking UFOs to religious visitations and or theories about interdimensional beings have been a recurring feature within the discourse on the topic since the early 20th century. And it has a painting here of the baby Jesus, Mary, and a little kind of cherubic, a little angel here, and in the background what looks like a flying saucer. And we've often asked about these strange insertions of UFOs into these Renaissance paintings. It goes on, it says, a concept gained its highest and arguably most reputable profile with the publication of the book Passport to Magonia, From Folklore to Flying Saucers, by astronomer and internet pioneer Jacques Vallée in 1969. Vallée, who later served as the inspiration for Francois Truffaut's character in Steven Spielberg's UFO blockbuster Close Encounters of the Third Kind, had spent years poring over volumes of ancient text for the groundbreaking tome. He paired 1,180 encounters with luminous flying earthenware vessels reported over Japan, Roman accounts of hovering shields, and Native American stories of baskets from heaven to argue a continuity with the modern flying saucer cases. And you just imagine these people, these people that lived in these ancient times were simply reporting these UFOs as things that they had in their own environment. I mean, they'd never seen a flying saucer. The closest thing to it might be a basket or a shield or, you know, an earthen pot, as the Japanese reports say. In more recent years, Vallée, now a Silicon Valley venture capitalist and computer scientist, published a study of physical evidence from a UFO crash in a peer-reviewed science journal, Progress in Aerospace Sciences. As he told Wired, Vallée hopes that research will become a template for what serious UFO research could be in the future if one plays by the rules. But similar arguments linking UFOs to demonic entities or angelic miracles have also been made in less scholarly form on cable TV shows like Ancient Aliens and online by, here we go, conspiracy theorists and, oh no, the baddies, evangelical Christians, among others. So you kind of get through the article. You get a lot of good information here. You get some true statements, but they can't help themselves. After they got you hooked, they want to throw in the label, conspiracy theorist. And then, I don't know what it is, but it seems like Christians, and especially Christians who read the Bible literally, they always get the worst end of it more than any other religion when it comes to this UFO topic especially. It's like the media is just ganging up on anybody who might come along with a different notion of what these things are. The editor of Phenomena magazine, Brian Allen, to cite one account, spoke to Anglican pastor Ray Bosch, who claims that a faction within the Pentagon deeply believes that UFOs are the product of demonic forces. Now, I got to tell you, you're talking about the Pentagon here, and if you look at how these guys just go about their day, that faction must be awfully, awfully small, because you wouldn't think there would be a whole lot of people in that building that even care about going to church based on a lot of the actions that are taken, based on the deception that we've seen come out of that five-sided, whatever you want to call it, and everything else going on there. To think of all the unnecessary wars that have been waged, to think of the $1.55 trillion in waste that the Pentagon refuses to account for, to think of all the corruption and all the sketchy behavior that comes out of the Defense Department, it's hard for me to imagine that evangelical Christians who view the ET or alien phenomena as demonic are our biggest problem. It really befuddles the imagination. The Defense Intelligence Agency were looking at this demonic element, and they labeled these sorts of aliens as non-human entities, Allen said. They believed that there was a demonic component to the UFO phenomenon. They are not invading us. It's biblical. Well, maybe they were looking at some of the cattle mutilations or some of the abduction cases and seeing some of the just what's quite frankly blatant evil behavior by these things. And if you want to call that demonic, fine, as far as I'm concerned, because it's certainly not very nice. Now, I want to go ahead and take a look at this next article talking about this really strange interdimensional aspect of these things and asking, could these things be some sort of a spiritual thing, or are they just simply interdimensional, and this is our way of explaining them away the same way as maybe the Native Americans explained these UFO flying saucers as baskets, flying baskets. Are we just kind of doing the same thing they are, or what's really going on here with this whole notion of interdimensional spirituality and UFOs? Now, talking about this notion that aliens could possibly be angels and vice versa, I found this article on yahoo.com pretty neat, dated May 22nd, 2014. So this has got some age on it. It says, angel which saved British troops in World War I may have been UFO. An angel which many British soldiers credited with saving their lives in one of the first brutal battles of World War I may not have been sent from heaven after all, but from the stars. It says an angel which many British soldiers credited with saving their lives in one of the first brutal battles of World War I may not have been sent from heaven after all, but from the stars. UFO authors suspect that the famous Angel of Mons, described as either Saint George, Saint Michael, or angels, or crowds of angelic warriors, may in fact have been extraterrestrial. Many soldiers credited the strange apparition with saving their lives, and it became a staple of parish magazines. The battle had been one of the first in which the British faced the Germans, and despite retreating, only 1,600 lives were lost. Decades later, the story is still swathed in controversy. According to Nigel Watson, author of the Haynes Manual for UFO Investigations, with some attributing the angel, quote-unquote, to a short story from the Evening Standards, others to British intelligence. Kevin Goodman, a UFO expert and author of books of mysterious encounters in the UK, says the UFO enigma was unknown during the First World War conflict. The troops would relate to an event such as this in the only way they could, by thinking that they had a sign from God. Well, I could kind of see that. You know, over 100 years ago, they're seeing things a lot differently than we are. A lot of these guys probably had somewhat religious backgrounds, probably had been to church, whether Protestant or Catholic, and what they would have seen, these strange lights or apparitions appear in the sky, associated with them having a successful escape from an attack by the enemy, you could understand why they might view that in a spiritual way. It says, Cass Lake, the radio presenter of the Unexplained Show, says that both answers might be true. In a way, what the culture of 1914 would have described as angels, we would describe as extraterrestrials. It goes on and says, my belief would be, she says, that if these angels did appear, it was to protect and alter the future, and maybe also to help the belief in angels. I certainly believe spiritual beings can intervene when needed. Yeah, the thing is, we don't really see a lot of cases where these UFOs or these ET entities are coming to help people in situations like this. Oftentimes, they just seem to be observers and observers only. Among UFO enthusiasts, many believe that UFOs and angels are the same thing, or that sightings of angels have been extraterrestrials or even vice versa. A quick trawl of the web finds dozens of sites devoted to the topic. Well, they say many UFO enthusiasts. I think some, but I definitely don't think it's a majority. Goodman, a writer based in Warminster, says that it is a case of cultural change. The phenomena has taken many guises throughout history. In times of stress, fear, and possible imminent death, one finds solace in something that we can relate to. Albert S. Rosellas says that there may have been several forces at work, many of them human. Rosellas runs a website devoted to sightings of humanoid angels and aliens and says, were supernatural entities seen specifically at Mons? Perhaps. In every war, there are such stories which remain between the realm of folklore and truth. Perhaps they are later exaggerated by religious authorities and maybe even the government, possibly to boost morale among the troops. Yeah, I'm not really seeing that happening here. It's clear that the soldiers themselves believe that something supernatural had intervened. In Harold Bergby's On the Side of the Angels, he quotes an anonymous Lance Corporal who testified that during the retreat on the 28th of August, 1914, quote, I could see quite plainly in mid-air a strange light which seemed to be quite distinctly outlined and was not a reflection of the moon, nor were there any clouds in the neighborhood. The light became brighter and I could see quite distinctly three shapes, one in the center, having what looked like outspread wings. The other two were not so large, but were quite plainly distinct from the center one. They appeared to have a long, loose, hanging garment of a golden cloak. Sounds like he saw some pretty large angels. The story became almost a cult at the time. books on it were published, as it proved that God was on Britain's side. Poetry celebrated the angelic intervention. They knew that holy angels were fighting on their side, said one by Dougland McCarron. These circulated widely in parish magazines. So you can see the government, even back then, has a parallel narrative right out the window, right from the get-go. But the origins of the story remain mysterious. Clearly, some soldiers saw what they believed to be angels, but was the story manipulated for government purposes? Brigadier General John Charteris wrote in a letter, "Then there is the story of the angels of Mons going strong through the Second Corps, of how the angel of the Lord, on their traditional white horse and clad all in white with flaming sword, faced the advancing Germans at Mons and forbade their further progress." Charte was said to work covertly for British intelligence, adding weight to the idea that battlefield hallucinations had been warped for political reasons. Others claim that the story is simply fiction. The popular author Arthur Machen claimed that this legend was created by his fictional The Bowman Story, published in the Evening News of September 29, 1914. In it, British soldiers called on St. George for aid and are helped by ghostly bowmen from the Battle of Agincourt. One fact that lends weight to this theory is that few reports of an incident exist before Machen's story. Nigel Watson, author of the upcoming book of UFOs, The First World War, says, "Even today, the legend is swathed in controversy. Theories about it range from being a myth based on Machen's story, the product of hallucinations due to stress and exhaustion, real angelic visitations, ghost, swamp gas, airships, or alien UFOs projecting or shaping themselves to the expectations of the witnesses." He's got a point there. So oftentimes when people see these UFOs, you might have two or three people witnessing the same thing, and they all see something a little different. We have to wonder if maybe these people did see something along the lines of a UFO, but because of their situation, the time they lived in, maybe that's why they viewed these things as angels. The article kind of goes on there and talks a little bit about, you know, the war and this and that. I think it's important to consider all the possibilities. I also find it interesting that Tucker Carlson felt comfortable enough to at least broach this subject on the Joe Rogan show. He has kind of talked about this a little bit before, off and on. I don't know if he's seen something that really makes him believe this. You know, there's this whole idea that the deep state actors are somehow in conversations with these entities. And possibly these, we've talked before about how there's been rumors and stories of how these intelligence agencies have tried to communicate with interdimensional beings through different drugs, through different, say, ingesting different chemicals, through remote viewing, all this sort of stuff, trying to communicate on what we might call a spiritual level. Maybe Tucker's seen something that concerns him. Maybe he's just putting this notion out there to the public so they could be prepared for that eventuality. I think that what we all have to make ourselves ready for is the possibility that the government could bring about some sort of false disclosure, and they might do that in a way to bring in the largest group of people to create the most inclusive narrative that would still benefit them. And if they could create a narrative where these things were viewed as possibly spiritual in a good way, then that would allow them to drag a lot of Christians into this whole thing. And once they have control of the narrative, then of course they have control of the people that believe the narrative. And so I don't necessarily bring this up because I think that all ET are bad or all ET are good. I just bring this up because I think we need to be prepared for every eventuality so that we can make up our own mind, and most importantly, that we can maintain our own independence and our own independent thought on this thing. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.